71 degrees at 8:20 as we welcome Paige Crawford, Director of Community Affairs with the City of Fairhope. And good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Lori.
Welcome back. How many years have you been with the city now?
Actually, we're rounding out on 10 years.
I was thinking so.
Yeah.
I've been interviewing you a very long time. So welcome back. You brought with you a copy of City Sketches. Is this the one that normally comes in our power bill?
Correct. So if you are a Fairhope Public Utility customer, you do get this in your power bill or utility bill every other month. However, if you aren't, we do print copies for everyone to pick up at city facilities. So City Hall, Rec Center, Museum, Public Works. So if you'd like a copy, you can pick them up there. And then we also have it digitally online.
Okay. And so this is in addition to the newer e-newsletter. City Sketches has been out for, I think, almost as long as I've been a resident, it seems like.
That's right. And so we also have the e-newsletter, which we put out every other week. And that kind of gives a little deeper dive of what, you know, city projects are going on. Department heads give updates about, you know, what's going on in each department. So it's a nice little thing to sign up for, to kind of get to know what's going on with street closures. We've just got all kinds of good information in there. So we, you know, recommend everybody sign up for that. And our app, we've got all kinds of ways to communicate if you want to hear what's going on in the city.
And so you can sign up for that also on the website.
Correct.
Okay. City of Fairhope or fairhopeal.gov. Okay. Well, we just got through a busy Mardi Gras season,
yes,
and not much time to rest before Arts and Crafts.
Yes. So Arts and Crafts is right around the corner. I know. 1st of March. Can you believe it? It's crazy. So always the third weekend of March, you know, we welcome over 200 plus artists to the streets of downtown Fairhope. So this year will be on March the 17th, 18th, and 19th in beautiful downtown Fairhope. So we welcome all of these folks from all over the country. It is one of the most fun weekends in Fairhope. You know, everybody just looks forward to. And, you know, we also have the Spring Fever Chase. Thomas Hospital also does their Spring Fever Chase 10K and the little 2 mile fun run on that Saturday, March 18th.
Okay.
So we'll be pushing out a lot of information, Lori. So y'all, you know, keep your eyes and ears open for that, about things. We've been starting a new series, Things to Know Before You Go, for some of these bigger events in Fairhope. So we'll be starting to push out where to park, how to park, what the hours of the show will be, if there's children's activities, mm-hmm, and all kinds of information about the Arts and Crafts show coming up. So
you did that for Mardi Gras, mm-hmm, and that's handy because we have a lot of newcomers.
Right. So New Year's Eve, we've started to get in the habit of doing it for a lot of these big events that, mm-hmm, we get calls from and questions on social media. So we try to push that information out there to kind of get those questions answered. So, yeah, we've got, I mean, lots of things coming up. We've got the Fairhope Museum of History. They'll be unveiling their new exhibit that weekend as well for Arts and Crafts.
Oh, so, good. I didn't realize that.
They are doing a 3D exhibit, which is so neat. So all of these old pictures of Fairhope, they have printed on a 3D photograph.
Wow.
So you'll be able to put on 3D glasses and walk through the top story of the museum.
That's neat. I see it now in the newsletter, Vision of Fairhope.
So they're really excited about getting that completed and unveiling that weekend as well. So, yeah.
Fun. And before you know it, it'll be time for the farmer's market.
Yes, we've got that beginning on April 6th, every Thursday until the end of June. Behind the Fairhope Public Library over there on Magnolia. So that is great. Well, 3 to 6, we've got a lot of vendors coming out for that. We also have Earth Day, you know, around the corner in April too.
Wow.
Earth Day Mobile Bay.
April 22nd.
April 22nd. Great time to come out. And then a little bit before that, we have the Easter Bunny that'll be hopping into Fairhope.
That's right.
Over there.
Can't
at the Welcome Center. And the Easter Sunrise Service, which is always so beautiful, down at the Fairhope Pier at 6:30 a.m. on Easter morning. That's April 9th.
Goodness gracious.
So lots of things for the spring and the beautiful weather, and so we're looking forward to it.
Spring brings out the tennis players, and you've got some spring programs for that.
Yes, the Tennis Center is a happening place. They are really They've got a ton of folks heading over there with this nice weather coming out to play tennis. And it's become a super popular between that and pickleball. So, but yes, they've got a lot of spring programs coming up for adult clinics and for juniors. So call over to the Mike Ford Tennis Center if that's something that interests you. Golf has also had great weather. So we've had a lot of folks over at the Quail Creek Golf Course as well. So,
and the FIFA Golf Mayor's Tournament, Mayor's Golf Tournament is coming up, right?
Thursday, March 23rd.
Okay.
So, and that's to benefit, the Fairhope Educational Enrichment Foundation, which directly gives back to all those five schools here in Fairhope.
And I was reading something about that earlier. Yeah, they have a morning and an afternoon round of a four-person scramble because it's so popular, it will actually fill up.
Oh, absolutely. And so you can, I think, visit their website to sign up at fiefonline.org sign up.
Fiefonline.org, and that's March 23rd. It's going to be summer before you know it.
I know it. I know it. So.
Well, we appreciate you keeping up with all these things and putting them into a handy at-a-glance information package. If you, like you were saying, if you get your power bill at home from the City of Fairhope, this letter will arrive in it. Otherwise, they can pick it up where?
They can pick it up at City Hall, the Nick Center, I forgot to mention, Fairhope Welcome Center, Rec Center, Quail Creek. So any city facility, you can pick up those copies, a paper copy, or you can, view it digitally on fairhopeal.gov.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds wonderful. Yeah. Lots to do.
Lots going on.
You're very busy this time of year. Thank you, Paige.
No problem, Lori.
Paige Crawford with the City of Fairhope. And as a reminder, they're asking us not to park on Church Street, and they are looking for you. So that will be in my community news and announcements coming up in just a couple of minutes. It is 827 WABF. Good morning. You don't.